Longtime television news anchor Jim Lehrer has died at the age of 85.
Lehrer spent 36 years as a newsman for PBS, where he founded the program now known as the PBS NewsHour. He served as moderator for 12 presidential debates, more than any other journalist. We're going to talk a little bit more about his legacy. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with San Jose State Journalism Professor Richard Craig. Thank you for talking to us tonight. How do you think the journalism world is going to remember Jim Lehrer?
Well, Jim Lehrer, in a lot of ways, was kind of a throwback in that when he reported the news, it was not about him at all. It was about the story. And for a lot of younger news followers today, that's almost impossible to believe because it's turned into such a high-volume pursuit on television. Jim Lehrer would tell the story and get out of the way of the story, and that dignity and the gravitas that he brought to it in his own simple way is something that you just don't see anymore on television, especially.
You know, you said dignity and gravitas. The other word that came to mind for me was civility. I mean, his interviews were always very civil.
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing. These days, everything's gotten so partisan, and you wonder how in the world someone like Jim Lehrer could have moderated all those debates. It helped the nature of his own personality in terms of being very civil, but the culture that he helped create on PBS was a very nonpartisan culture, and that's one reason why, even as, you know, the wars about this media outlet versus that media outlet ramped up, he seemed to exist almost in a different universe, a different stratosphere, and that's why they kept coming back to him, was because no one could label him as partisan in any direction.
Do you think he would have had the same career as he did if he was on a commercial network?
Oh, it's difficult to say. I think the fact that he and Robert McNeil helped define this culture on PBS really helped. If he had come up, you know, in an era like the one we have now, you wonder whether his message would have been heard. You wonder whether people would have been drawn to someone who played it right down the middle like this. I'd like to think so. A lot of us in the news business would like to think so, but it's such a different atmosphere these days.
Interesting. He came out of print, and he always talked about TV being sort of an outlet for his print background, to paraphrase there. But I wonder how that shaped his delivery and his approach to doing what he did.
Well, he said more than once that he didn't consider himself an entertainer, that he was a newsman who happened to be reporting on television. And I think that print background probably sort of drove him in that direction, where you go in for a depth of news, you go in for details, as opposed to just the big splashy, you know, if it bleeds, it leads type of thing. And he carried that with him throughout his career, and that is what I think helped him, you know, sort of establish that gravitas that we mentioned.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. We've been speaking with San Jose State Journalism Professor Richard Craig about the passing today of longtime television news anchor Jim Lehrer. He's died at the age of 85.